spoke to Mr. Smith a little while ago about where the high school games are going to be. There's going to be heightened security at all of these locations, and there's going to be shared intelligence, shared information, and a lot more video presence.
This is an act of pure evil. It's despicable what has happened. It has spread out from the individuals involved to children. It is absolutely ridiculous. It is pure evil what has happened.
I say if you have information that can help lead to the resolution of this senseless act of violence, please contact the Sheriff's Department. Again, thank you, Sheriff Simmons.
So that was yesterday at the press conference. We've been sharing some of those clips with you all morning. That was, of course, Sheriff Chip Simmons and then Superintendent Tim Smith and then Commissioner Lumen May talking about this awful incident that took place at the Bellevue Park ball fields on Saturday. Joining us in studio, as he always is at Tuesdays at 7:35, Sheriff Chip Simmons in the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. Sheriff, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
I'm doing well. So, I mean, we heard what you all said yesterday. I have questions, but is there anything that's changed in the last day? Any updates that you want to give people? I thought it was particularly useful that you're not looking for the Ultima anymore, but you are looking for anybody who's got any video of any kind, right?
Yeah, because as we mentioned yesterday, there was a disagreement, an altercation, an argument, a fight, whatever you want to call it, prior to this, and the individuals that are involved in that left and then came back. That's what we believe happened. So, someone may not have had a video of the actual shooting, but they may have had a video or they may have knowledge as to the individuals that are involved. And so that's what we should make sure people understand that they may have captured something even if they don't believe that they did.
You know, one of the questions that's come up, I know I've been asked and I was going to ask you, there was an off-duty Escambia Sheriff's deputy there, is my understanding. I know it's a big complex, but was he not able to respond to the fight? It seems like if there's a fight going on, there'd be noise, he'd respond to that and get there before the shooting took place. But you tell me, you know what was going on better than I do for sure.
Yeah, the Bellevue Ballpark hired an off-duty deputy. The deputy was assigned to the northern area, which is where the parking lot type area. And he was not aware of it until he heard the shots ring out. We also had one of our off-duty deputies who has a child that plays for Milton. Milton was the visiting team in this particular afternoon, and he didn't hear anything until the shots fired either. So again, you got to imagine this is one of the larger ballparks in the league. There's a game going on in the middle of the field, and this argument is taking place at the far end or the far north end, and it's certainly conceivable that you don't hear every disagreement, every argument, because again, everyone's talking loud to come over the noise of the game itself.
Lots of people, lots of hustle and bustle, noises of the game, distance. I mean, you're going to hear shots, but of course, by the time that happens, it's past essentially.
It's over 100 yards away, and you got to make your way through probably 100 parents and kids that were in the middle of the field.
Absolutely. You're always hesitant to reveal any elements of the investigation, but we now have a name for the victim. And I know one of the questions that came up yesterday was, is there a connection between this and the LD Clarity killing? You know, the family of LD Clarity, you said, had come forward and said, and they talked to Channel 3 last night and said they're aghast at this, horrified, has nothing to do with him. But why are people talking about that connection between, is it Kaderic? Is that how you say it? Kaderic Teamer?
Kaderic, yes.
Okay. He's the one who wound up being killed here. Is there some connection, or do we understand? I mean, is it gang violence? Like, I don't know how to understand what's been happening here. You tell me.
Well, I mean, there's a lot there. I think that a lot of these things don't happen like in a vacuum. There are people that have beefs. There are people that have hard feelings based upon something that happened today, based on something that happened a year ago. The name Kaderic Teamer, and first of all, we didn't put the name of the victim out, but because it's widespread, we can go ahead and comment about that. But Kaderic Teamer was one of the potential targets whenever LD was killed. So the thought was that that they were trying to get him or after him, and somehow mistaken identity, as we've talked about over the last couple of years. They ended up shooting LD. And so that's where the connection is coming on the street. And so when the question comes to me is there a connection? Well, there's a name connection. There is a, you can draw some lines between the two events. But I just want to make sure yesterday that people understand that this is not based on what we understand, this is not a retaliation for the LD, homicide.
Oh, in fact, maybe this is the second try or something like that to get him or whatever. I mean,
it's been a little while now.
Yeah.
And I would imagine that if they really wanted to try, they could have tried between now. But you know, it doesn't mean that there's good feelings. It doesn't mean that there's not hot spots with regards to when these individuals get together. I think that what I want to make sure that people understand is that, how dare you go into a ballpark with kids or where kids are playing? And my understanding is they're there watching the games themselves, and they have. No sense of decency regarding the safety of the kids and the other people that are there on this day. And having, I played at Bellevue. That's where I played my youth ball at. And even when I went to Pine Forest, we played our spring game. First two spring games were played at Bellevue. I guess it won't let us mess up the grass at Pine Forest. But, and then when I coached ball, I coached and we played many games, championship games, playoff games at Bellevue. So that's kind of a sense of home for me. And to see that taking place, and to see this type of crime and the look on the kid's face, it just is heartbreaking.
Why is this happening at football games? It seems like such to me. Okay, it seems like such an like is it connected to the sport somehow? Is it, again, we've had this kind of concern all throughout this season in warnings, and now PPD is going to be amping up security. You guys, I know, are going to be ramping up security, but. What is it about football games that's the issue, or is it not related to that?
I think it's more related to the fact that this is where people congregate. This is for those of you who are listening and don't attend these games, they're very well attended. There's it's a lot of fun. The weather is nice, and it's competition. We're from the South, and we love our football. Mm-hmm. And youth league football is very fun, very entertaining to go to. And I think that the what happens is. This is where people congregate. This is where these individuals are known to go, and they talk throughout the week. What game are you going to? What game? Like I do, I say, okay, what high school game am I going to? And so my friends would know, that they might find Chip Simmons at the Pine Forest game where I play. They might find me at the Tate game because it's a good game. And I just think that, but what draws people there also draws the wrong element there with ill intention, and that's sadly what took place on Saturday.
Before we take a traffic break, I just did want to also give you a chance. What is being done to keep people safe going forward? I mean, we've seen games get moved in time and all that kind of stuff, but other than just having more presence, what do you want people to know about whether it's safe to go to games?
Well, I mean, I'm going to continue to go to games. This is a one-time event. I don't recall it happening in years and years, but I can tell you that we need to have that conversation with the organizers of the sporting events and say, okay, what are you giving any thought to security? Are you checking at all who's coming to your games? Are you checking the parking lots? Are you hiring enough security? When someone gets involved in an altercation, are you having them thrown from the park and not allowing them to return? I don't know the answers to all of these things. I know that at the end of my press conference, I also mentioned that I'm going to be hosting a round table, a gun violence round table. And I'm going to try to get some of the same players that were there at my press conference and just discuss what more can be done, because there is a connection. The school superintendent with the high school footballs, and then there's the county with the youth league ball games, and then there's the county commissioners, and then there's the religious community. And I think that we need to continue to have this conversation. Now, people say, well, what are the sheriff's office doing? Well, we've doubled the size of our gun crimes unit. We're hiring. We have one opening now, so we're hiring deputies. We're getting more deputies on the street. We've reengaged with our federal authorities, marshals, and a drug enforcement task force, because a lot of this is drug related, and so we're doing so much, but we also need to take that extra step. So we handle this with a multi-pronged approach.
Very good. We're going to take a real quick timeout. Let's get traffic on the fives from Candy Cullerton.
Highway 98 near Navarre Bakery and Creamery showing an accident. Now, it's been backed up to 87 for most of the morning. Emergency crews have left, but caution there, caution wherever you are. Also, North Pace Boulevard and St. Mary Avenue in Pensacola on the west side. It's near the Auto Zone. There's a fatality, and as I understand, the right-hand southbound lanes are blocked. 262-6111 if you see the accident or slowdown. Candy Cullerton with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to Sheriff Chip Simmons. Sheriff, let's talk about some of the other things that have been going on. Unfortunately, we have yet another shooting just this morning. Is that right? We had something in Navy Point?
Well, yeah, I had a call of an officer-involved shooting in this particular case. So we had we got a call of an individual. And I'll get into some details, but I will probably get more details as I get in this morning. Bottom line is officer-involved shooting, an individual. All deputies are okay. All of our employees are fine. The suspect is dead, and now we're in the process of contacting the FDLE to conduct that investigation, which is by policy. We did have several deputies involved as they were all there, surrounding this house. An individual came out with a gun, and again, that doesn't end well with the individuals. So anyways, the bottom line is that all deputies are okay. This took place in the Navy Point area, and we're still at the scene, and then we still have to contact Florida Department of Law Enforcement. But I'll be able to give more of an update probably in a couple hours as some of the stuff comes in.
And last week, we weren't able to get to it with Tommy last week, Tommy Leiter, but guy walks into the North Pace Convenience Mart with a shotgun saying, "I'm from out of town, bro. I'm just from Chicago." It's crazy, but at least in that case, he doesn't wind up getting killed by the shop owner and you guys arrest him later, right?
Yeah, I saw the video, and to me, and I guess this is a perception thing, but why do you walk into a convenience store with a shotgun? And you can see how as he walks in, it's really a pretty entertaining video. He's looking around.
Made national news, yeah.
Yeah, he's looking around, and then whenever you can see the clerk pays attention, you can see him walking in with a gun. So the store employee runs to the back, and he retrieves his own weapon. You can't see that on the video, but you can clearly see that he runs to the back, and you can see the look on the face of the would-be robber when the guy is face-to-face with a man with his own gun, because then he doesn't know what to say. So he starts mumbling. You know, he starts talking about, "I've got this big gun, and I'm not from around here," which makes no sense.
Right.
Absolutely no sense.
"I'm from Chicago, man. I don't know anybody around here." You will soon.
Yeah. Well, you're going to know your cellmate, because you're not in Chicago here anymore. You're in the county jail. So yeah, just crazy. It's nonchalant. You just walk in, and I'm eager to find out what his defense is.
For entertainment's sake,
what are you going to say you were walking in there with that shotgun for?
Absolutely. A couple of good news notes of a sort. One is you just had your Scambia Sheriff's Foundation first annual boots and bow ties, right, over the weekend.
I got to
see all my friends in the sheriff's office in hats.
Yeah, a lot of times people will say, "Hey, how much they appreciate the sheriff's office," and we get awards and certain things. And I thought, there are people that go out of their way to help us engage, to help their law enforcement, to work with their community to become one. And I think they should be acknowledged. So we had this event, again, no taxpayer dollars, but this is our way of acknowledging 12 companies and people that have helped us in our engagement efforts. It was a cool thing. It was a cool event for us to have.
And then the very last thing is y'all did wind up sending some deputies along with PPD and Gulf Breeze PD down to Hurricane Ivan relief, right?
That's correct. We've been kind of building our emergency response, because if something happens here on a beach or something, we're going to need to deploy locally. But we also understand that statewide, we're all in this together, because a storm could hit any one of us. So we were going to bring 12 of our big vehicles. We have a big kitchen truck, a generator truck, a sleeping truck, a shower truck, a refrigerator. We have a number of different things. And the Pensacola Police Department were wanting to bring eight police officers. They gave us a call and asked if they could bunk with us, basically, and Gulf Breeze did the same. And that's what we do. We partner with our local agencies, and then we head down there. We're all in Charlotte County. As I understand, there are 60% power restored right down there where they're at. So we're looking at, they may be able to come back this weekend, but it feels good to be able to help, because I know after Hurricane Ivan came here how good it felt when deputies came up here to help us out, because no lights were working, and it was just, we had issues with looters, and it just felt good to have people that are willing to help. And again, if we're all from Florida, we understand it could be us next time.
And we're just all in this together every single time. Yeah. Sheriff Chip Simmons, as always, sir, thanks so much for the time. Thanks for the community. We'll talk to you again next week.
You bet. Y'all take care.